another Dead Sound production.
Give me a bite of that turkey sandwich.
Another Dead Sound production.
Have you ever noticed that there's never anybody from the medium of radio?
I'm hungry.
And a did it from Prodigy. And a did it from Prodigy.
Another Dead Sound production.
Give me a bite of that turkey sandwich. Turkey sandwich. Turkey sandwich. I'm hungry for music. Another Dead Sound production. I'm hungry for music.
Look at me.
How may I help you?
Give me a bite of that turkey sandwich. Turkey sandwich.
How may I help you?
Je sens la nécessité d'être nu.
Even if I had to go to school, they are saying,
le compagnon de Monsieur Boynton. Aïe. Je sens la nécessité d'être nu.
Thank you.
no means let me be your rule and measure. Cause what I have, I've got. Time is time, and it's gone. It's time for you to sing the song. Come on, get heavy, and come on strong. Blues been sucking to you all night long.
Smokey Joe for his eraser. In less than 2 minutes, Holy smoke diminish. Did he really defeat Muhammad Ali? How was he? Well charged in his cannon. Like no one. Wrong one. You was like a scrambled egg in a frying pan. Wrong two. You were doing the rule of Ashon. The way he brought, it amazed me.
From my field.
Ashon. To see, he became a punching bag. God Foreman, the fireman.
Sure.
Had blood and shit for Monkey Joe for his eraser. Down in the game, the first one.
Much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average. On when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can? I like
got class and style, knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves, so freak what you heard. Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You've got to pay to play, just for shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, trap tight all day, every day. Blowing my mind, maybe in time, baby, I can get you in my ride.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up,
bag it up.
I like the way you work it,
no diggity,
I got to bag it up.
First class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Now the motherfucking thing, Cartier wooded frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees, the baddest click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake ass boards? I shows and proves, no doubt, I've been dickin' so. Please excuse if I come across rude, that's just me. And that's how a play it's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block, I'm as real as can be. Word is born, faking moves never been my thing. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending a call, let's say around 3:30. Queen's pen and black.
No diggity, no doubt, baby.
I want a wife, you're waiting for?
My doctor.
And who is he?
They are not alone.
What's going on? Just like, going mad.
Do you believe that? It's really been getting more about a rat than a rat. It's going to be popping over there for a short time.
What's going mad, isn't it?
I didn't know that, no.
I had a feeling that I predicted this.
Smack bang in the middle of nowhere because traffic's being held up on roads like the one behind her.
From the southwest, of course.
And where on earth is this woman? She could be anywhere. And is. And believe it or not, this bloke is standing outside Heathrow Airport. What does he know standing there that he wouldn't know just as well indoors? And what's he doing standing outside the Prime Minister's house? And what's he doing having a very bad hair day? Nothing's happened here for 8 hours, and nothing's going to happen for the next three. Or could it be because otherwise we viewers might be too stupid to realise that this is a story about politics? It's a story about politics. It's a story about
the
politics.
The key point here is that they're outside number 10. I'm outside number 10. We're all outside number 10. We want to hear from somebody who's inside number 10.
The evidence about Saddam having actual biological and chemical weapons, as opposed to the capability to develop them, has turned out to be wrong. I acknowledge that. I accept it. I accept it. I accept it. I accept it. I simply point out that I can apologize for the information that turned out to be wrong. But I can't sincerely, at least, apologize for removing Saddam. I can apologize for the information that turned out to be wrong.
Going on, and you're listening to an interview with some geezer that means nothing, has nothing to say, you don't care about it. But unfortunately, if you're called News 24 or Sky News, and everybody knows it's round the clock, you've got to be on.
Rolling news about bugger all is just a complete waste of time.
News does not happen, interesting news does not happen regularly every 10 minutes around the world.
There's a strange man on CNN who talks as though he's gargling his own sins.
If you just sit back and let it wash over you, you know, you can watch people being murdered and butchered and murdered, blown up, butchered and murdered and all that, and it's somehow distance from you. And the more stuff you get, the more you don't really participate.
So, lest we should realise that everyday reporting is, well, everyday. Everything has to be hyped up to make it seem true. So that every day when a tragedy happens is that fateful dribble. Every insight is profound. No investigation can be anything less than special. Every fire is an inferno. Every rescue heroic. Every death from cancer follows a brave fight. And every crisis is serious. What other sort of crisis is there, for heaven's sake?
I wish Hugh Edwards would say, right, we're going live now to the newsrooms in your area. And I'd love him to be sitting with his feet on his desk and just going, nothing, absolutely nothing's happened. Nothing that you'd be interested in has happened here today. But instead of which, there's always a garden fence that's blown over. And always an old lady who has to be made to be angrier about it than she really is. How angry are you about this, that they're closing the community centre?
I'm very angry.
Come on.
Everything we hear on the media is hyped up beyond recognition, and so everybody around you is talking like they've just fallen out of a cast in an American soap.
Young people now, you hear that, oh my God, what's happened? Someone attacked you, someone shot you, oh my God, you know, this mark of the wrong colour. The people overemphasise now such that they sort of lose the capacity to express genuine emotion.
Where does I'm so not happy come from? Makes me dribble when you think about it.
The so thing which people use and think it is a kind of wit. It started out, I think, with Roseanne Barr, who said to a writer, you are so dry.
I'm at it 24-7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, you did the abbreviation, and then you do
that. No, sir, that's not coming fast. I'm going to need you to sit
How many megastars are there in the world? David Bowie, Madonna, the Queen.
You're making a list now. See, I hate lists. I hate lists more than I hate heroes, superstars and megastars.
Robert Redford. They're megastars, and yet somebody scores kicks an inflated sheep pancreas.
Why is Robert Redford more of a megastar than David Beckham?
Yes.
Why does everything have to be so quick all the time, relentlessly fast-paced, in order that you can sit down and watch TV that's relentlessly fast and full of noise and fury? And it's all full of noise and fury, and it all does signify nothing. And people are petrified of the idea of one person just sitting down and doing nothing, not eating, not talking, not watching the TV, not listening to their iPod or their Walkman, not looking at adverts, not hearing adverts boomed out from somewhere else, not avoiding people coming by with leaflets. They hate the idea that just someone could just sit there quietly.
Thank you. 2004 is where I am now.
And what about 2020?
Oh, that's over there. That's over there.
The whole domestic sphere has been impoverished beyond reclaim. We can't imagine having a good time without some kind of external commercial input.
Yes,
it has penetrated into every corner of our lives. So that even if you want to stay home and look after your child, it's barely possible to do it. Anyone who has a fantasy about putting a meal on the table for eight members of the family to sit down and eat at the same time and actually talk to each other, that's fantasy land now. That doesn't happen anywhere. It doesn't even happen in Buckingham Palace. It happens nowhere. Did we make a mistake? It's got nothing to do with whether what feminists tried to do. It's got everything to do with consumerism. It's got everything to do with forcing people to buy consumer durables, forcing them to work their guts out to keep a roof over their heads, to go into debt for the rest of their lives, just to maintain this shibboleth, this notion, the house that nobody lives in, the house that has got a television in every room, the house where the kids shut themselves in their bedrooms and get up to Christ knows what on the internet, with total strangers. I don't like any of that, really.
And you're a weirdo.
Where I am now.
And what about 2020?
You have come back at last, and you have executed all knowledge masters. Come back, and remember that you never all dangerous swords back. Repetitions. 62,400 repetitions.
imagine the first time you make love. That could last forever.
The freshness of beautiful countryside, clean air, and plentiful grass. And plentiful grass. And plentiful grass. And plentiful grass. And plentiful grass.
Thank you. Is that it? Have you finished? Finished. finished.